This is Beyond Words with Dr. William Campbell, awakening the world to the power of God's Word. And now here is your host, Dr. William Campbell.
Welcome to Beyond Words Radio, where it's our ambition to move beyond simply talking about Christianity to living more like Christ. We have with us a guest who will help us to see how this can happen with his own talent for music and so much more. Dr. Peter Odera from Nairobi, Kenya, is not just a musician who has helped rock that nation, as you will hear, but he's an author, he's a speaker, he's a mentor to many, even in government, in parts of the world, including Kenya. And Peter, thank you for being with us today.
You're very welcome. I appreciate it. It's great and an honor to be on your show, Pastor Bill, and thank you for having me.
Yes, and speaking to you all the way across the ocean in Kenya, where there's a several-hour time change, I think it takes an extra effort on your part, and I thank you. So tell us, I want the listeners to get to know you better. Tell us a little bit of your story, the backstory, how it is that one young man in Kenya got gripped by God and began to embrace the whole area of music to impact people with the kingdom of God.
Well, Pastor Bill, I was born in Nairobi, Kenya, which is the capital city of our great country. Many of your listeners may know that it's a very well-developed city, very advanced with many of the modern things that big cities have. I grew up in a family, my parents weren't necessarily religious, but I ended up going to a church that was non-denominational, but very conservative in their understanding of what it meant to be, you know, a Christian, or even a Christian within the confines of the social dynamic that we were in. And as I grew up, my father was involved in politics, and he was the speechwriter for the first vice president of our country. As a result, he fell foul of the establishment, and so we ended up being on the receiving end of a lot of political pressure. And as a result, we didn't have a lot of money. And so even though we were well, you know, we were educated, we didn't have the money to go to grade school after basic elementary school. And I remember it being a struggle just to stay in school. Now, your listeners may not know it, but in most of Africa, certainly in our country, you have to pay for the education that you get. And so this is what we were busy doing, really struggling to put, my parents were struggling to put money together, while my dad was being pursued by secret police and government operatives to curtail him from doing from writing. He was a journalist, a writer, an editor of a magazine. So what ended up happening is, as a result, you know, we were going to this church, and, you know, I sort of got a hold of something incredible where I was spoken to by a Scottish missionary, a lady who came to Kenya, and I heard the gospel message. As a result, I started to really just look for the Lord in whichever way I knew, how, and as time progressed, I became very zealous for God, and as a young teen, in my teens, I started following the Lord. And eventually what ended up happening is I had an experience because I started to really hunger and thirst for something. I started to think about this. I thought, because I was very gifted musically, I sing, and I said, wouldn't it be wonderful if my generation of young people would be able to hear the gospel message that has so changed my life? Wouldn't it be great if they could hear this in a style of music that would be appealing to them? This was where my journey began. I thought that everybody was so happy with this idea, but where I had received this incredible call for me to really reach out to my generation, it seemed that the people who I was in relationship with, the church mates, weren't as eager. So for me, it became a challenge because as I was seeking the Lord, I had a fantastic experience once. I was out in the wheat field, and the Lord spoke to me very vividly in a vision that I should reach my generation. And so trying to reach my generation and trying to contemporize a very powerful message within the cultural context, I started to experience resistance from church leadership, resistance from parents who were concerned that their children were going off on a tangent, it became quite amazing. But in spite of the resistance, God really opened incredible doors. And so I'd get up in the morning and spend all my time praying and waiting on the Lord, and then, you know, working on the music. I went on like this for days, months, ended up maybe a couple of years later doing this almost daily. An incredible thing began to happen, and there was a complete sort of like a breakthrough where the Holy Spirit came and just visited our city. And there was this awakening, sort of like a revival, where the young people started to run towards the Lord. And that's where this whole experience of really seeing the manifestations of who God is and what He can do began to happen. And the rest, as they say, is almost history. Because people from far and wide, as far as neighboring countries, would come to see what the Lord was doing. And I became famous and notorious as a young person who's leading the vanguard in contemporary gospel music. I can't even begin to describe the pressure there was on us. I can't even begin to describe, but I suppose that I can leave that to the imagination of your listeners.
Let's do this. Instead of just giving them things to imagine, let's play one of your songs. And I'd like to take the one, Take It By Force, from your album, Think On These Things. Do you mind?
Oh, absolutely not. And then maybe we can talk a little more after that about what that actually means within the context of where I was coming from.
Okay, so here's one of Peter's songs, and just a sampling.
My God is good. He's very, very good, giving me the power for everything I need. Because He's good, the Savior and the boss, everything is mine. I go take it by force. You say,
my God is good,
He's good,
He's very, very good,
He's very
He's
good.
He's giving me the power for everything I need.
Everything
because
I need.
He's good, the Savior and the boss, everything is mine. I go take it by force.
So what do you do?
Take it by force.
Take it by force.
Because
If you're just tuning in, we've just listened to one of the songs on an album called Think on These Things, and the song by Dr. Peter Odera from Nairobi, Kenya. And this is a man who has an incredible story. We've just begun to hear some of the backstory, but we're told the kingdom of God is taken by force. This incredible creative personality has impacted his culture greatly, not just with music, but in many other spheres. Peter, talk about this just a little bit.
Well, I'm not just involved in music. I certainly, you know, my ministry grew from there. Right now, I pastor a church in Nairobi City, a fantastic church with wonderful people whom I love. Other than singing and being a pastor, I also am an author. I've written a book titled The Curve, about change and transformation. I mentor loads of people. There's a whole group of people that I mentor now that I'm talking with who are involved in various fields, from music, government, all over the place. So there's a lot of things that I'm involved in. Right now we're in discussions with a movie director to act in a film. I didn't tell you about this earlier, Pastor Bill, but that's something that I'm going to be doing in the near future.
You know, God is using you in so many different ways, and at one point you probably had no idea. And there are many listening right now who might think, oh, I wish God could use me, but there's just no way. I'd like you all to hear another song. I just love your music, Dr. Pete. The song, Still Here, from your album, right. Messenger to Metropolis. Let's play that.
My brother, my sister, allow me to minister to you before you give up, before you throw in the towel. God has a message for you. God has a plan. A young man called Joseph, who loved his father, was diligent, was going through his things, was talented, had a dream, walking through the things of life and going through, when one day suddenly he discovered that he wasn't as popular as he thought he was. The people he was supposed to love didn't love him. The people who were supposed to take care of him rejected him. And if I'm talking to you, this is why I want to say to you that God has a plan, and he is saying he is still here. Yes, he is still here. In the midst of everything that Joseph was going through, God was still there. When Joseph was in the pit, he was there. When Joseph went to the prison, he was there. And when Joseph finally made it to the palace, God was still there. Now you see, my brother, my sister, I've been through some places where I was popular myself, where everybody was calling me all the time, but I've also been to a place where nobody was calling me. I was in a pit, if you will, and I discovered that sometimes God allows you to go through stuff, allows you to walk through a time when you begin to call him, and it is because you call him that he answers, and he wants to let you know in the midst of your current trial that he is still here. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, God held my hand and said he was still here. He was still right there. You see, we want to believe that sometimes it's only through the good times when he's blessing you that he is there. But he's there. He's there in the trouble. In the trouble.
Still here.
Listen, listen. Let's pick it up and say, in spite of what you've been through,
I'm still here.
In spite of all the trouble and the trials,
I'm still here.
In the trouble and the trial, God is saying, God is saying, he's still here, he's taking you through, shaping you. You will come out as gold, pure gold. The Bible says it. You better believe it. He said he will purify the sons of Levi, that they will offer unto him an offering in righteousness. As gold and as silver, God is saying, you're here, I'm here, he's still here.
here, right here. Amen and amen.
So I just love that song. It reminds us, as happened with Joseph, that God can take us from small beginnings and he can use us in a great and powerful way. Tell us just a little more, Dr. Pete, about that song and how it came to be.
A friend of mine has a farm out in the country, and so I went to visit him. He's actually out in New Jersey. And this song just came to me, and I thought about the many challenges that I've seen. We had entire church organizations stacked up and, you know, banning us from radio stations so we didn't get airplay on radio stations, putting us out of churches. I know that the government-controlled radio station had banned our music. And so we didn't have radio stations to play at. We didn't have a lot of platforms in which to really express our gifts. But the Lord opened other doors. And as a result, you know, in spite of the challenges, the Lord raised me up to speak to this generation. And I still get people time and time again just reaching out to me and saying, Pastor Pete, you really blessed me. I was in high school when you came to our school and you spoke the message of the kingdom. I'm now born again. So thank you. I get this feel, I mean, many years later. So this is important to me to really encourage any one of your listeners right now to know that when God is in it, it's amazing. You can overcome whatever obstacles are in your way. Please understand that God wants to push his kingdom forward. And so I believe that the presence of the Lord in your life, the presence of the Lord in your message, the presence of the Lord in your ministry will eventually turn over and his purpose will come to pass.
So I'd like us to maybe listen to one more song. As I just getting to know you a little bit, we've hardly touched on things that have happened in your life, the way you found yourself not only on a cutting edge, really starting gospel music for Kenya, but helping to develop youth, as you said, impacting so many lives, also impacting right. people, heads of state, ambassadors, other dignitaries.
Yeah, it's a privilege, I think. God has used me. I mean, I've sung before for presidents, for heads of state, dignitaries, ambassadors. I've been credited with many awards, and also, you know, just being a lot of people refer to me as one of the founders of the contemporary gospel music industry in Kenya. I just happened to be in the space where I said, you know, Lord, I just want to be used by you, and he placed me in the right place, and the doors started to open, and I think this was it. It wasn't my plan.
Let me just say then, what a good time to play this song, Destiny. We all have a destiny. God has things written out for our lives, and we just need to surrender and let him lead us. So listen to this song.
From the foundations of the earth to the day that I was given birth, I could hear destiny was calling, calling, calling. It's calling out my name. In spite of what I've done before, tomorrow promises much more. And I can hear destiny is calling, calling, calling. It's calling out my name.
Your name. The past is gone.
Though you've made
they say.
If you're just tuning in with us, we're just concluding our interview with Dr. Peter Ordera. Fascinating story of what God's doing through this one man touching the nation of Kenya, and it can impact our lives. You've heard some of his music, and you also might want to get a hold of his book, The Curve, Stories of Change and Transformation.
Right.
It's a wonderful little book, giving a powerful, very thoughtful, Pete, I feel very insightful sense of how we can face change and help others do the same, whether it's for a ministry, for a business, a church. It's just got a lot of great wisdom. How do people get a hold of your book and your music?
The music is available on CD Baby. That's Pete Ordera. I'm on CD Baby. Just look me up, PeteOdera. You can just Google that or whatever your search engine is. And then the book is available on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. You can look that up. It's available. The book is entitled The Curve on Amazon.com. I think this will be a great opportunity for people to really just engage in ministry and learn a few things about what God is able to do if you just open yourself and really to think about how to bring transformation, how to handle transformation and the changes that various people and circumstances go through. It'll be great. It'll be a great read. I enjoyed writing it, and it's part of, you know, what I do now. I think it'll be awesome.
Yeah, so it's called The Curve, and his name again is Dr. Pete Ordera, O-D-E-R-A. You can find it on Amazon. Well, Dr. Pete, thank you for this time, and may God continue to open doors before you, and may many, many others rise up around you to impact that great nation of Kenya and beyond.
Like the song says, you know, we're standing here in destiny. God orchestrated this moment, that there's somebody who may be listening and saying, you know, I feel like my life has come to the end. I feel like I have no hope. Well, I just want to let that person know that God has brought them to this moment, this time when they can listen to this program, just to tell them that there is hope, that there is something more, there is another opportunity. As long as you're breathing, you can start over again. God has a destiny for you. It will turn around for good.
Praise God. Thank you, brother.
You're so welcome, Pastor Bill. I appreciate it.
This has been Beyond Words with Dr. William Campbell. Beyond Words is a ministry of Scripture Awakening. Visit us on our website at scriptureawakening.com, where you can download free podcasts of all Beyond Words programs.